640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. An arrest in a serial killer case dating back more than a decade in New York.
Police have been focusing on a red-colored house here. Neighbors have now crowded, just kind of like staring at the house, at the officers standing in the street. This case has just been baffling to so many people since 2011. At least 10 bodies were found. More remains were found afterwards.
Odyssey New York reporter Sophia Hall. Actors are on strike after their union and the studios and streaming services failed to reach a contract agreement.
We're talking about the potential for them to be able to use our name, our likeness, our movements, our voice for future projects without our consent.
I'm Vicki Barker in London.
Russians have a bomb.
Director Christopher Nolan's new film Oppenheimer had its London premiere last night without its stars. Matt Damon, Cillian Murphy, and Emily Blunt walked the red carpet and then walked out as soon as they heard of the strike. Nolan telling the audience, unfortunately, they've left to write their picket signs.
Actors join writers on the picket lines. The writers have been on strike since May. A brutal heat wave has been broiling Arizona for 2 weeks now. Dr. Mark Bueno works in the Circle the City medical van in Phoenix and is very concerned about the unhoused.
I anticipate that next week is going to be a lot worse. We're climbing up. We're closer to 117, closer to 120. That's going to lead to a lot of complications for our patients out here.
Iowa's new near total abortion ban could take effect today. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns has the latest.
Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is set to sign it into law Friday at the annual Family Leadership Summit. Many of the Republican presidential hopefuls will also be there. But the current frontrunner, former President Donald Trump, is not. Instead, he recently lashed out at the governor for not endorsing him.
A court challenge could delay signing of the abortion bill. An Indian spacecraft is blazing its way to the far side of the moon.
Liftoff normal.
Here we have a majestic liftoff of LPM-3 M4 rocket carrying India's prestigious Chandrayaan-3 spacecraft.
The physics professor in India that we spoke to and also to the BBC says it will be challenging to stick the landing.
Think of trying to land on your feet while jumping off a building.
A successful landing will make India the fourth country after the U.S., the Soviet Union, and China to achieve the feat. A Florida man has caught a 19-foot Burmese python.
Oh, my God! Oh my.
Jake Wallier nabbed the snake at the Big Cypress National Preserve while hunting out for the invasive species. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For WAUK The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Hundreds of thousands of people are converging on Southeast Wisconsin for Bastille Days and Harley-Davidson's 120th anniversary this weekend. Stickers declaring a room a safe space have come down from the walls at Arrowhead High School. The school board voted for the new policy this week. It bans religious and political signs as well as those that indicate a room is a safe space. People against the new policy say kids and marginalized groups need safe spaces. The school district says all its facilities should be considered safe. Waukesha County deputies are reminding pedestrians not to just walk into traffic. The Sheriff's Department says it's getting more complaints about pedestrians and bicyclists not stopping to look both ways at trail crossings on county highways. While it's true pedestrians have the right of way, deputies say they need to stop and yield first. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
It's the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series at the Waukesha County Fair, Thursday, July 20th on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage, featuring Iron Plow, Karma Shotgun, and Talon. Music starts at 7:30, hosted by WAUK's John Brown. The Waukesha County Fair on the Whammy and Guitars for Vets stage. Find more info at guitars4vets.org. Presented by WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And guess what? Look at what the wind blew in. I'm joined by Dave from Mequon. He's in the studio. Good morning to you, Dave. How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Thanks for having me on the air. And let me give you a quick compliment. You have picked out the best bumper music of any talk show host in the Milwaukee area.
Well, you know, I'm thankful for that, man, because I do put some time in it, you know, and you know, and so I think it plays a role in what we do. So anyway, good to have you in the studio, man. Let me ask you. Safe to say you're a conservative.
Yes.
Can you explain to me, man, why there's so much time and energy right now by conservatives on, you know, what they can say, what's in the schoolroom? You can't have this, you can't have that. Mm-hmm. You know, they're teaching this, they're teaching that. Mm-hmm. Why is there so much energy and time by Republicans dealing with what's happening in those classrooms, man?
Really comes down to religion. And what I believe in this case is that, personally, this is just my opinion.
Well, that's all it can
yeah,
be.
Right, is that I know some people that I associate with believe that Christianity is being attacked on a regular basis. And so the way to kind of circumvent that is to now what you're seeing is you're seeing some pushback now in schools and what have you. And unfortunately, I think the message is essentially being lost in the fact that I think there's frustration. That's number one. Number two, and you mentioned this before, so you have this crosstalk. We're having a conversation right now. Unfortunately, a lot of times, I think a lot of people don't want to have that conversation. And you brought up like taboo subjects and things. And there's certain things that people feel uncomfortable with. This is one of them. no question. And I think that the difference between you and myself, we can have dialogue on a variety of things. But, you know, again, everybody has their own opinion. And my firm belief is this, is that everybody is, you know, everybody has different things going on in their life. And even my wife would tell me this. It's like, sometimes you got to stay in your lane. What I mean by that is, don't try to push your maybe ideological leanings onto other people. When you do that, you run into trouble.
So let's get back to focus, man. You talked about Christianity is being attacked. Yes. How and where?
Well, if you look at some of the things that have been going on with like plays, some events, and I think it really comes down to the fact that
how is that attacking Christianity?
Well, because if you, I guess for lack of words,
well, you're not a guy who has a lack of words. So
I don't want to be in a run-on sentence. You know, it's complicated.
Not complicated.
No, I think it is because there's some people, unfortunately, that just feel that way. And what I mean by that is it's not, I personally, listen, I am used to having people have pre-notions of Jewish people, right? And sometimes you have to have that conversation with them to say, okay, where did you get that information
but
from?
But don't you see that's the issue? That's the problem, people and how they feel.
Yep.
Just because people feel a certain way doesn't mean that that's what's happening. And what we have in the society today, especially people on the conservative leaning side of things, is I feel this way. Not that it's facts, but they feel that way. And so because they feel that way, they respond in a way that creates all this havoc and all of this wasted energy. When there's so many different things going on in this nation that we need to be addressing, we're wasting this time. For heaven's sakes, a school teacher here in Waukesha was fired because she wanted to have poor little kids get a chance to sing a song dealing with the rainbow. And people, I feel this way, and that woman got fired. That's ridiculous, man.
I agree. But let me go back just a little bit to what you're saying here. So if you remember at Marquette University a few years ago, John McAdams, who was a professor at Marquette University, he was fired by Marquette University for a blog talking about some gay issues. And then went up to the court, highest court in the state. And
Dave, the difference is he's a professor in a major university,
right?
And he's not a preschool or a kindergarten teacher,
right?
Talking about, come on, man, something that should not even been an issue, but that thing has taken over and it's all over this nation, and that cancer about people, about how they feel as if they're children.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow all of us are supposed to acquiesce to adults who, well, I feel endangered. I feel threatened. What is that?
Well, I think this whole notion of like we call safe spaces, I think that's another.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I look at it from the extreme right, extreme left. What's happening is it's like
the extreme left is not creating this, man.
Well, to some degree, yes, they are. I disagree with you, but I think there is definitely some of that going on. I'm not saying that there isn't anything from the right. There definitely is. What I'm saying is that there is also another association over here that believes, you know, in certain things. And, you know.
So let's do this. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Good morning, Don. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Good morning, Earl. pleasure speaking to you.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring your attention a while back. You were mentioning about this poor fellow that got murdered
for grapes and banana.
Yeah, right. Well, since we're on the subject of food, you know, this country, if it isn't making money, the poor guy may have been hungry. Anyhow, I wanted to bring your attention to an article in the Sentinel last week, I believe it was, on Thursday's paper, how farm milk
is being poured out,
being brought and dumped into our sewer system, and yet when we go to the store, we're paying $4 a gallon. Why can't they give that milk to poor people that are
afraid of liability issues, mm-hmm. Which is why they don't
liability,
give away.
But what would be the liability for?
Well,
that?
It maybe some person gets ill or gets sick from it. It's the same thing with all the food that restaurants throw away after every day, knowing that there are hungry people who could eat.
That seems like such a terrible crime, in Africa, people are, there's drought. We can't give them, somehow ship them milk. There should be some way to figure
this out. Hey, Don, I don't disagree with you. Thank you very much for the call. Let me go to you again, Dave.
Sure.
And our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. These things that Republicans have chosen, wokeness,
mm-hmm.
What is that?
Essentially, it's a new, I guess, if you want to call it. No,
Link
Spain. Basically, it's a new way of trying to say, okay, we're trying to, what they believe is there's change in the wrong direction. And no, what I'm serious is.
That's ridiculous, man. You know how that sounds?
I understand that. But
why are they pushing it if it's ridiculous?
Because we have seen some things, obviously. We've seen change in names with ball clubs. One of them being the Cleveland Indians.
Well, because the Native Americans think that that's an affront to them.
Well, you had the mascot.
And they have you had the
mascot issue, but I think the word Indians itself is not offensive because
it's not offensive to you, but to Native Americans it is. Why can't we just accept that?
Because so the Indian Motorcycle Company.
Hey, Dave.
Is that offensive?
Hey Dave.
Let's say
I'm not a Native American. But I respect the Native Americans. If they say it's offensive to them, then they have a rationale and a reason why. And so let's accept that.
So why is the Chicago Blackhawks, why have they not changed their name? Why do we name military helicopters, after Indian tribes?
Hey, Dave. You're a bright guy, man, but you kind of sound, you know, you're losing this battle.
Well,
we got to go to a break.
All right.
I expected a little bit better as we move forward. Hopefully, you got a colleague, CJ, who's going to maybe help you because you need all the help you can get right now.
I'll be all right.
844-967-89. We'll be right back.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun. Daytime highs approaching 86. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight. Lows dip down to about 65. Cloudy. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 84. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is none other than Dave from Mequon. He's actually in the studio.
I'm not a ghost.
Let's go to the phone lines. And Tom from L.A., he's relishing this opportunity. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Harold. Hey, good morning,
Tom,
Dave.
Tom, hey, good morning, Tom.
Let me ask you before we get started. Isn't Dave struggling a bit?
Dave, you are struggling a little bit. I'm hoping I can help you a little bit. Maybe.
Well, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I'm a little nervous being on this big microphone with the Zoom camera on me. Not used to that.
Well, I hope someday I can do that because that'd be great. But, Dave, what I want to say to you.
Sure.
Is that so far you said that Republicans basically are about feelings.
Yes.
And really no factual stuff has really come up. And number two, you and I have agreed in the past about how we need to get money out of politics.
Yes, we have.
But the people on the right have not done anything at all. They have not put up any bills or anything like that to actually get money out of politics. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats have. So I would hope that you would join with me again, and go to movetoamend.org and go to places like that actually are looking to get money completely out of politics and lobbyists out of Washington, because you and I both found common agreement on
that's,
that in the
that's
past.
Correct, yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, number two, what is your definition of Christianity?
It's complicated.
It's not complicated.
I mean,
it's not complicated.
Well, first of all, Tom, I'm not Christian. I'm actually Jewish. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, Christianity, there's a lot of different segments within Christianity. You got Lutheran, Baptist.
As there is with Judaism or Islam, they're all fragmented.
Yes. But I think with Christianity, there's definitely even more, I guess, splits as far as ideology is concerned.
But Dave, my point is, you are saying people feel threatened that their Christianity
right.
is being ignored.
So I'm going to use an example. So one of the things that you brought up in the past, and I think you have as well, Tom, obviously money in politics is been very bad. I think it's affected both parties. But at the same token, the reality is we have all these different issues, and to Earl's point, that are more pressing, and now we're in this kind of quagmire where we have he said, she said
know,
kind of
I
thing.
Know, I know, but Dave, you said that they've changed the definition of words. Republicans have done that. Okay.
I think both sides have done that.
No, both sides haven't done that.
Well, let's put it this way. We look at women's sports. I'm a big advocate that I think it's wrong, personally, in my personal belief, is to have transgender people within women's sports.
But aren't there things more important than that discussion?
Well, it's important from the standpoint that if you look from a female standpoint and you look at female sports, it is being decimated by actual men that are going into that sport. I think that's part of, you know, what we're seeing here with some of this
you're
stuff.
You're struggling again. Priority-wise in this nation,
right.
Where does that rank?
Well, right now,
be at the top
but
of
But a lot of parents are very upset with this role. I have my best friend.
I'm a parent.
Listen to me, Earl. My best friend has three girls, okay? And two of them go to Madison. One of them, and the third one is going to go to Madison as well. And one of the things that's hard right now for women in particular is that if they go into sports, they potentially could be out.
If that's all people are concerned about, they're living great lives. Because so many American people, again, are struggling to keep a roof over their head and food in their mouth.
Yeah, poverty is ticked up quite a bit,
okay,
actually.
But why is that secondary to this debate?
Because the media is focused on that. It makes money for the media.
No.
Listen, when I'm saying what makes money for media? Disasters, tragedies, all that stuff. I mean, the worse it is, the more money the media makes.
Hey Dave.
Yes. Stories are very few and far between.
Earth to Dave. I'm in the media. We're in the media right now, right?
I get
okay,
it.
So,
your show is very different, though, than most shows. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Because guess what? You're in the studio on the air.
Which is...
That wouldn't happen anywhere else.
No,
okay.
Definitely not.
So let me do this. Let's bring CJ on. CJ, quickly. No, hold CJ. Hold CJ till we come back from the break. And it's not personal, CJ. Got to go to a break. Dave from Mequon, Tom from... Oh, Tom is gone. And CJ. We'll be right back.
WAUK has a new lineup at 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Police have arrested a serial murder suspect on Long Island, New York. Here's CBS's Pat Milton.
The first of 10 bodies was found along Ocean Parkway near Jones Beach on December 11th, 2010.
The case has become known as the Gilgo Beach murders. Hollywood actors are on strike after failing to reach a contract agreement.
SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher says studios are ignoring enormous shifts in the industry and in the economy. But the studios say streaming has
has affected their bottom line as well.
CBS's Errol Barnett. Areas of the Southwest will experience record-setting temperature highs this weekend. Details from Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel.
Records start falling in New Mexico and Arizona. Sunday, we'll be close to tying our all-time record high in Vegas at 117 degrees.
Triple digits have persisted in Phoenix now for the past 2 weeks. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For WAUK The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Waukesha County deputies are reminding pedestrians not to just walk into traffic. The Sheriff's Department says it's getting more complaints about pedestrians and bicyclists not stopping to look both ways at trail crossings on county highways. While it's true pedestrians have the right of way, deputies say they need to stop and yield first. An armored car guard is recovering after being shot several times in a robbery in Milwaukee. It happened outside a North Shore bank early yesterday. Another guard fired at the shooter, who ran and got away. Nobody else was hurt. We don't know yet if police have arrested anyone. Hundreds of thousands of people are converging on Southeast Wisconsin for Bastille Days and Harley-Davidson's 120th anniversary this weekend. Hotels are booked solid. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks for USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Dave from Mequon is in the studio, believe it or not. Before we go back to the phone lines, Calvin, can you play this cut? GOP congressman goes on wild rant on House floor. This gentleman's name is... where is it at? Because you need to remember him. Representative Eli Crane. Okay. He's from Flagstaff, Arizona.
Well, Mr. Chairman, though, that was unbelievably inspiring. My amendment has nothing to do with whether or not colored people or black people or anybody can serve, okay? It has nothing to do with color
Mr.
of your
Speaker.
Skin, your, any of that stuff. What we want to preserve and maintain is the fact that our military does not become a social experiment. We want the best of the best. We want to have standards that guide who's in what unit, what they do. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, the North Koreans, they are not doing this because they want the strongest military possible.
Gentlemen,
I hope my colleagues on the other side can understand what we're doing. Thank you so much.
Mr.
So this man in 2023 referred to black people as colored people. And not only did he do that, but their argument right now with conservatives is, you know, we don't want people to get into the military through affirmative action or other set-asides. And this gentleman and many other Republicans and conservatives like him think that white nationalists should be allowed to come into, and I got some other stuff, you know, into the military, and that there should not be any of those types of programs, and just good Americans should be in the military, man. What the hell is that? That's what we're getting from Republicans and conservatives today. That kind of foolishness. This is not some guy that's 89, 90 years old. This is a guy in his 40s. He doesn't know any better than that? Well, clearly, these are the kinds of things that the Republican Party is pushing. And this is part of why it's so difficult to deal with these issues. CJ, you want to respond?
Yeah, thank you, Earl and Dave. Good to talk to you both.
Thank you.
Well, first off, I want to go back. Earl, you probably did not watch Director of the FBI, Christopher Wray.
I saw Christopher Wray.
He spoke of, pardon me?
Christopher Wray, you mean Christopher Wray, the conservative that was appointed by Donald Trump? That Christopher Wray?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
That's fine. But
yeah, I know it is because it's
talked
back.
He talked about how Catholic churches were being attacked. The FBI field office in Vermont put out a memo trying to put spies in the Catholic Church. Not to mention that Merrick Garland put out a memo about people and parents going to school board meetings were domestic terrorists and needed to be followed. So your reluctance to
what are you talking about? He is a conservative.
The FBI is being politicized.
He is a conservative man appointed by Donald Trump.
You never denied the facts, though, did you?
What facts?
You never denied the facts that actually happened, Earl.
That a conservative, listen, CJ,
were targeted.
That a conservative, what do you mean they were targeted? There are people targeted. Hey, CJ, you want to cry crocodile tears and say that there's an assault on the Catholic Church in this nation? I'm sorry, I don't see that. Okay. And so because one or two incidences occur, I don't see that.
It wasn't one or two incidents. Earl, you need to come to terms that you need to look further. I watched it on C-SPAN, the testimony of our Federal
okay, so,
Bureau of
so,
Investigation
so, so, so,
Director.
So the FBI, based on what you say, is against Catholic churches— white Americans, that's basically what it is you are saying. Donald Trump.
Not, I'm saying acknowledge it. I didn't say it. The FBI director said it. So, Earl, really, you got to be so definitively partisan to not even hear what someone that we count on, our most trusted institution.
Hey CJ, you can't on the one hand talk about the trusted institution and what they say, and on the other hand talk about defunding the FBI and Ray, and talk about how he's this and he's that. You don't see the conflict in that, man? Because that's what conservatives are asking for, to defund the FBI. And now you're talking about how trusted an institution it is. Which is it?
No, they're not, Earl.
They're
no,
not they're what? Not.
They have accountability and oversight. They hold the purse strings. And it has been politicized. There's so much, many examples, and you don't want to acknowledge them. That's not my fault. That's your fault. So thank you, Dave, for going in there and going in and trying to convince Earl and Civic Radio.
He's in the same. He's in the same situation you are in. He doesn't have enough ammunition. Dave.
All right. So to kind of play off of CJ's point. If you remember, and everyone talked about this, remember when the FBI had 51 intelligence officials that said that the laptop with Hunter Biden was Russian disinformation? Do you remember that?
Calvin, do you remember that?
Yes, of course.
Okay, okay.
That
was not true. And there was nobody was ever held to account as far as those officials making up something. And so what that does is it breaks down the trust that we as Americans, and look at what the FBI did to Martin Luther King way back when.
Hey,
and to some of these other individuals.
I know all about the history.
Herbert Hoover was a horrible person.
I know all about, you know, the history of the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
And the amazing thing is now, people, Republicans, want to bring that up and say, well, see, look at what they did. They didn't want to bring it up prior to what they're talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the issue.
But we have, okay, so essentially, again, there's nobody that's been held to account. And if you look at what happened, and there was this whole argument, and I'll go back a little bit further. When you had Hillary Clinton and there were subpoenas and they literally took hammers to the phones and she did the bleach bit and there was no consequence. There was nothing. And so when you have this, when you have the other side of the ledger, people like on our side, okay, and we see there's no consequences, it starts to say, oh my God, what is going on here? And so I think we have to look at the bigger picture. That, you know, with some of these things, I'm not saying
that Christopher Ray is a spy. And that Christopher
no, I'm not
Ray...
saying that Christopher Ray is a spy, but I do think there is a political bent.
And that 38 million FBI agents.
Most of the FBI, the regular people, and they arrested 71,000 people, something like that. They are doing the regular people that are out there every day are doing a great job.
Yeah,
we're talking about the hierarchy, the
know,
top
that's
of the.
Not what, that's not what they're saying. They're saying defund the FBI. When black people, some and Antifa said defund the police, it was a scandal. But
right.
Yet conservatives are running around talking about defund the FBI, and that's okay. Tom from L.A. Tom, you want to respond?
Well, Dave, first off, I don't think CJ helped you at all.
Hey, really quick, Tom, can I say one thing before you make your point?
Yep.
Sure. I want to say...
Don't cut me off this time, though.
No, I'm not going to cut you off. I was talking off air to Earl, the fact that you a few days ago were bringing up the fact with the blood donations and with gay men to be able to finally donate blood. I'm a huge blood donor, and I'm very happy that Earl has taken it to where the civic media has implemented, where we're trying to get more people to donate blood because it's in serious short supply. And I commend you, Tom, for being a big advocate of that. So I just wanted to put that compliment
Dave,
out
you
there too.
Out of the closet. Is that what you're doing right now?
No, 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 not at all. No,
oh, no.
No, I'm giving you kudos to.
Okay, Tom, go ahead, man. Go ahead, respond, man.
Dave, I appreciate that. I just wanted to answer a couple things.
Sure.
One, my definition of being a Christian means walking in the footsteps of Christ,
correct,
doing as Christ would have done.
Uh-huh.
So when people talk about an attack on Christianity, the reason I don't understand that is because if they would have known the actual person, Jesus Christ, that's in the New Testament, they can read it in the New Testament, he would be the one that would be out there helping to get the hungry fed. He would be the one out there trying to get the homeless homes.
Mm-hmm.
He would be the biggest liberal, the biggest
No question.
That there probably ever was.
Mm-hmm.
So for you guys to go on, for people that are Christian to say, oh boy, they're taking away Christianity or they're threatened by Christianity. What are they talking about? Jesus was a big liberal. I mean, that astounds me when I hear that about Christianity. If you're talking about evangelical Christianity, maybe that's a different type of Christianity than I know. But I was brought up Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
I still consider myself a Catholic.
So do you believe, Tom, do you believe that the Catholic religion is under assault?
Hell no.
I know, man. Come on, where's that coming from?
The one thing I will agree with.
You want to know what?
The one thing I will agree with in this segment, I do look at the Catholic Church and how, you know, we've had this whole definition, you know, it's big money. There's a lot of money that goes into the churches, and some of that has been
organization in the world.
Yeah, and some of that, if you go to Utah, and you look at the amount of money that they have endowed, it's tremendous.
So I don't want to get off.
But anyway, my point is that money could be used for better purposes. I think I really do.
And Dave, I want to ask you one other question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you really think in Mequon, how many transgender people do you really believe that there are in Mequon and all of the small little towns throughout Wisconsin? How many people do you truly believe are either going to come out as transgender or even gay? Since I didn't come out to being gay until I was in college at St. Norbert my senior year.
I would say about...
So I don't... It's not something that... You know,
that rubs off on people. Mm-hmm. It doesn't rub off on people. You can't catch it, right?
Then cancel the Discovery Channel. Cancel some of that stuff because that's where people are seeing things about.
Listen,
that's
what Hey, Tom, hang on, man. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different.
brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy. High of 86, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight, lows level off around 65, cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 84, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
You made me happy.
All right, welcome back to what is the last few minutes of a spirited final hour of the Earl Ingram Show for this week. I want to thank my good friend David Meckline, who's in the studio, CJ, Tom, and all of you. But, you know, I was saying to Dave, and part of all this thing with conservatives, you know, and Robin Voss, who clearly stated we're not going to spend any money on diversity, you know, tried to shut down $32 million in Madison. We don't want any diversity. We've had enough. We've reached our point. And we've saturated the market, so no more diversity money spent on diversity. Hey, Milwaukee, you can't spend any money on diversity because we're discriminating against other people, so we're not going to spend any money on diversity. I'm looking at Congress right now, the debate on the floor. No money spent in the military on diversity. No money spent there. We've had enough. We're saturated with diversity. What the hell is that, man? Conservatives on a national level are attacking diversity all over this nation. I thought it was originally just Robin Dawes, but as I've been watching the conservatives in Congress debating the exact same thing, Dave, your thoughts?
Listen, we have a very diverse country. There's no question.
I think the
bigger question is this. Does that money really need to be spent on that specifically? When you mention we have all these other issues that are popped up with it.
It's peanuts being spent on diversity.
Well, okay. So, but again, if you look at the bigger picture and we have poverty, we have lead in the water, we have schools that are not churning out, their proficiency levels have been stagnant and getting worse. Healthcare issues, I think the money should be directed because at the end of the day, you can't force an ideological idea onto somebody.
That's not an ideological idea. That's called justice. That's called fair dealing. That's called democracy. Mm-hmm. That's what that is. And those are things that did not exist in this nation.
But the way you do that is by having the conversation that we're having today. And the thing is, that is not costing money. We're not spending millions of dollars to just have a conversation.
Hey, David, peanuts. The nation did a horrible thing. And it must atone, and it must do what's necessary to atone for what it did. And to say, well, we've gotten to that point now, we want to end that, is ridiculous.
I'll look at it this way. So, obviously, we don't have segregation in this country anymore. We don't have slavery in this country.
We do have segregation in this country. We live in a state that is one of the most segregated in the entire nation, Wisconsin.
Okay, so...
Segregation exists.
So, segregation exists because... people in general. Now, if you look at the African-American population in the state of Wisconsin, it's very small, relatively speaking.
That's correct.
And if you want to say segregation, that'd be like me saying well, most Jews live in the North Shore area of Milwaukee, and that's the truth. There are very few Jews, or almost no Jews on the south side of Milwaukee, and almost next to nothing on the west side. So I could say the same thing. Hey, we're segregated. It happens to be when you're a smaller population and a minority, you're more comfortable with other people that are like yourself. That's just plain and simple. I mean, it's a natural thing. I mean, if I were to say, I could easily say, hey, you know what? We're segregated because, you know, we have this Jewish population pretty much concentrated, 95% of it in the North Shore of Milwaukee.
Hey, Dave, you're struggling.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you the truth.
Let's go to Tom. Tom, you want to respond, man?
Yeah, Dave, can you just answer this one question for
sure.
me? If basically you have you have a paycheck, which is probably around $32 an hour, if not less, and you got a family and two people with two kids,
mm-hmm.
and it costs $15,000 for childcare,
mm-hmm.
it costs $15,000 for medical care,
mm-hmm.
it costs $15,000 for health care, and $15,000 goes towards your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what is the solution for Dave, let's say the politician,
mm-hmm.
where that's not even before you pay your student loans.
Mm-hmm.
That's not where you have mom and dad.
Okay, Tom, we got it because we're running out of time.
All right. So Larry, answer Tom's question. So
quickly.
I look at what is going on where Tom lives in L.A. and the state of condition over there and the poverty, the homelessness. They've raised they have the highest state taxes of any state in the country, yet they have the highest poverty rate.
So I got to cut you off, man, because we're running out of time.
Okay.
And the truth of the matter is there's poverty in rural areas all over this nation.
I understand
that. Let's go to CJ quickly. You got the last of it, CJ.
All right.
What? CJ.
You there?
Okay, CJ blew his opportunity. But here's the reality of it, man. You know, I kind of did this because to continue to hear the debate that Republicans and conservatives are making in this country is foolhardy. It doesn't amount to a hill of beans. It doesn't address the real issues, underlying issues that impact and affect this nation. And the fact that at the root of all of it is pettiness. And because people's feelings. And so nobody can deal with each individual's feelings. As adults, that's our responsibility. I don't expect people to cater to my feelings. To expect a society to cater to adults' feelings is ridiculous. And that's what is happening with the Republican Party. I feel like what they're doing is not right. I feel like they shouldn't say in the schools, I feel. Grow up.
We have gotten away from family values, though. And what I mean by that, though, is, Earl, if you look at today, we have a lot of children. They're with just single parents, and it makes it that much more difficult to raise a child when you only have one-parent households.
Dave, gotta go.
Okay.
Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank everybody for listening this week. I'll be back on Monday. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Have a great weekend. See you later.
Sandwiches are the original fast food. What could be easier than spreading a bit of mustard on Country Hearth's cracked wheat bread, then topping with smoked ham and cheddar, or maybe a peanut butter and strawberry jam on Kids' Choice Whole Grain White. So, on your way to the lake or park this summer, skip the drive-thru and pack a cooler with your favorite sandwiches instead. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.